Steven, you never had the lead in this game, but you finished with the win. What went into this victory?
Well, it was a good third period. Obviously, Vassy played extremely well for us, gave us a chance to come back. We weren't here that long ago, but you forget. It's tough to catch your win here the first couple periods. I thought we were sucking wind there for a little bit and got our legs in the third because Vassy gave us that chance. And we knew we were still in it, and you know, we score first shift, they get one back, we get one right back. So it was just... I thought it was a really good third period, a good response after some iffy play in the first two. But, you know, to get a win, you know, coming off a couple days off there was nice for us.
Steven, how, you know, you talked a lot about this road trip and, you know, playing this kind of competition, you know, starting it out with, you know, 4 points. How much does that?
Yeah, no, it's huge. We knew this stretch was going to be key, playing some really good teams, especially from the West, so... To get these points early in a road trip is great. Gives you confidence. We got another one tomorrow night, but this is where you always talk about wanting to get a little greedy here on these trips. You say you want to get as many points as games played. We've got that already, so now let's get some more. It's really tight in the East right now, especially in our division, so we'll try to collect as many points as possible.
You mentioned confidence. How nice is it to get two revenge wins against the Avalanche?
Yeah, there's no revenge wins. It's a new season. We always talk about that. We know the quality of team that they are. You know, it's a different year. So that's how we've always built on the previous year. We know the success that we've had. We know the success they've had. But different players, different circumstances. So there's no, you know, extra motivation because of what happened last year. It's just, you know, we want to win hockey games and get as many points as we can.
You mentioned Vasilevsky's play, but what's the mindset shift like when they score 50 seconds?
Well, I mean, you never want that. But listen, Vassy, he's probably last, you know, 20 game stretch that he's been on, he's been outstanding. So he gives us a chance to win every night. You know, the first two periods, you know, they were better than us, and he kept us in it. The third period, I thought we were the better team, and you know, we're able to get a point, and then anything can happen in OT in the shootout. So we'll certainly take the 2 points, but we want to play a little better in the first and second period.
Steven, what were you kind of saying on the power play tonight? Obviously, you had some chances.
Yeah, I mean, they kill a little differently, so we tried to make some adjustments. It didn't work tonight. You know, I thought we did have some looks, but you know, we had a chance to win the game there at the end and put them away. We didn't. So you want to try to get those, you know, at least some more quality chances. But it is what it is. It didn't cost us tonight, and that's the good thing.
Thanks, Steven.
Appreciate it.
I'm having a good call, guys.
All right, Nick, we'll start with you. This is your first game back after missing two. You and your line mates were flying around out there. How are you feeling?
Felt good. A little rest didn't help. I think we came off the break, but, I mean, when you're coming in with a group of this who's going fast, moving their feet, making plays, communicating, it's easy to hop right back in. So, I mean, as a team, I thought our first two wasn't the greatest, but, I mean, good teams find a way to win. Vassy stood on his head and came up with one tonight.
Steven talked about it taking two periods for you guys to kind of get your legs under you with the altitude. But also at the end of that second, there was a fight. You guys kill off a power play. Perry almost scored. Vassy had a big save. I mean, did that kind of help you guys going into the third?
Yeah. Well, you know, as a team, when you're struggling and you're just looking for anything to spark your team, and then that second period, there's a bunch of things to kind of build off. So coming into the room, we knew third period had to be our best. It was a winnable game. And we came together, moved our feet, pucks on net, got back in the game. And like I said, Vassy made some huge stops when it was time. And Stammer had a beautiful goal to finish at the end, but again, Vassy stood on his head.
Nick, when you're trying to come back from behind, you know, how much faith does it give you when you keep a game close when you have Vasilevsky back there?
Yeah, like I said, he's huge. You know, we're trying to get the lead, or we're trying to come back and climb back, and when they get an odd man rush, and he makes an unbelievable save, and we have the chance to go the other way and get an odd man rush back. Maybe they're D-jumping the play, and then we get an odd man. It's huge. You know, he keeps it out of the net and keeps the wind in our sails, and he's a big reason for tonight.
Did this one feel a little bit like a postseason game, the atmosphere and everything like that? Or?
Yeah, well, we know the history we have between these guys, and we want to beat them every single time we play them. We don't want to give them an inch. And I mean, the crowd, you could hear it. Third period, it was getting pretty loud there, and that's just something that you got to learn to feed off the away crowd. Even though they're not cheering for you, you just kind of feed that, take that energy, and use it for yourself.
How about, obviously you jump back in with those line mates that you've had. How comfortable are you feeling with those guys? It seemed to, I think, you guys created a lot more chances than you gave up tonight.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just keeping it simple and moving our feet. When we get to their blue line, if there's no play, get it in, be first on pucks, use our body, cycle, go behind the net, east-west, change sides, hit the D, battle in front, recover the puck again, and just keep your feet moving because that's how you wear it down. Just little pucks off the goalie, rebounds, and then moving your feet, creating space, and then making them work. The more they're in their D zone, the more tired it is. When you're on offense, you get all the juice in the world. So.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks.